Welcome to the Find Love Always podcast. I am your host, Michaela Cologne. I'm a mom of three kids in the South Shore of Massachusetts. I'm a swim instructor and a shopping local enthusiast. This podcast is a place where you can get a little bit of everything, just like in my life. One day we might be talking about the best cup of coffee, and the next day I could be discussing my favorite swim goggles and why I'm obsessed with them. But honestly, this is what you're gonna get every week, is an honest mama telling you how it is with a cold cup of coffee. So you're probably thinking, what is Find Love Always? And I'll tell you. Find is short for find yourself. Love is for love your kiddos. And always is always put family first. I came up with this idea of creating a mommy blog, an outlet for myself when I had a one-year-old daughter, found myself being a stay-at-home mom and really unsure of myself, more than I had ever been in my whole life. If you ever found yourself going from a working mom to a non-working mom or vice versa, it is a huge role change. One that hit me pretty hard. I wasn't expecting it to. And when it happened, I needed an outlet to just be myself, to be creative, and try to have some sense of community. And hell, I needed some mom friends. You know, that's like the new dating world in the mom world. So that's how Find Love Always was born. And at first, for the first like almost year, I was afraid to tell people. I just had a little blog, you know, a little mommy blog. But now that I've had more of a community built, I'm more proud of this mommy outlet and community that I have built. I have found my voice a little bit more. I have created some really great friendships, and I kind of found my ability to connect with others more than I ever have before. So today I come to you as a mom of three and not one. I am no longer a stay-at-home mom. I am now a working mom. And I am doing my dream job, which almost makes me want to cry because it's like I'm living my dream. And now I have a podcast with a cold cup of coffee. So if we have never met in person, or you just know me off of social media, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. So I am currently, I believe, 32. If you're like me, then you never really know how old you are. But I'm a dreamer. I dream big, and once I get an idea in my head, I have to go with it. And then if that leads me to the next thing, I make choices based on feeling. If I feel called to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm a creator. I doodle everywhere. I write on bills, napkins, you name it. I have so many notebooks and calendars just for writing alone. It's insane. If I have a goal in front of me, I'm going to accomplish it. And growing up, I had a learning disability, dyslexia, and auditory processing. So even with challenges in my way, I'm always going to get there. Love me a good glass of Chardonnay or an IPA. And sometimes I do have envy of other people's beverages. Like I'll have a sip of wine, see someone with a good IPA. I'll have to change. I met my husband on an online dating app. I feel like that's very popular now, but it was on one of those parts of the apps where it's basically, is this person hot or not? And I thought my husband looked like Pitbull. So I swiped to hot. And another random fact about me, I have a father with a very famous name who isn't that famous to anyone other than his grandkids. My dad's name is Stephen King, not the writer, but it always led to really funny stories when people would call on the phone trying to sell things and my dad would tell them about his newest book that he didn't write. So today on the podcast, I am going to be talking about The Find from Find Love Always. And the find part of that is finding yourself. I know during the past year, that's been challenging for a lot of us. We've been spending more time with our families, spending more time at home. A lot of things have come out of the woodwork. Now, in the past 10 months, I gave birth to a beautiful baby boy named Dante. And so birth is super exciting, and having a third child to our family. During the last trimester of my pregnancy, I was diagnosed with anxiety and depression. A diagnosis I did not see coming at all. The biggest question I get asked is, how did you get led to that diagnosis? How are you diagnosed depressed and having anxiety? Well, during this pregnancy, I was avoiding doctor's appointments. Totally not like me, but in the same token, there were so many unknowns with the virus in 2020. We are leading up to my due date in June 2020. I just had so much anxiety about leaving my home. And during one of my ultrasounds, which was at a high-risk ultrasound location in the hospital where I was going to give birth, I had a breakdown after that appointment in the car. And I knew after dissecting that whole appointment, the appointment before that, and the appointment before that, about COVID protocols, about what I was wearing to the hospital, what I was touching, what other people were saying. It's all I could talk about. It felt normal to me. But was it normal to everyone? Maybe not. I could have said I was an overthinker. But this brought overthinking to a whole new level. So in my car ride home from the hospital, I called my OBGYN, and one of the nurses came on the line, and I just started bawling my eyes out. I told her I had just came from an appointment at the high-risk ultrasound doctor, and the person in front of me said that their family had been exposed to the COVID-19 virus. And here I'm sitting, more than 6 feet from this person. I have two masks on, regular mask, cotton mask over an N19 or N95 rather mask. I have plastic gloves on. I think I have like two bottles of sanitizer and bleach rags and napkins in my bag. So when I open things, I could open them with a napkin. I was sitting there with tears streaming down my face. I thought, how could this person come to this hospital? Hospital, she was at a hospital, mind you, and also pregnant, with knowing she was exposed to COVID-19. Now, this woman had said something to the fact where now I can't even like remember the details, that she had had a family member that lived in her household that had been exposed to the virus about a week ago, but had no signs. So her doctor told her to come here. Now, all I thought was, this is it. I'm going to get it at the hospital. So I told my nurse this on the phone call, lost my marbles crying, and just said, I need help. I need to talk to someone. I need to talk to a therapist of some kind about this anxiety. This can't be normal. The nurse that took the phone call that day was my saving grace. She talked me through emotions that I hadn't divulged to anybody. Sure, it had been manifesting through my anxiety, but I hadn't truly divulged how I was feeling with my anxiety. And if you are in this place right now, I urge you to confide in a friend, in a family member, pick up a phone and call your doctor. I am telling you, if you are feeling like you cannot leave, if you are feeling like every day is worse than the next, tell someone. It's not the most popular feeling to be feeling. But girl, I promise you, it is just the first step telling someone. It feels like you released the worst secret you've ever kept in your life and just let go. It's the beginning, but you let go of it. And I promise it goes up from here. So after I spoke to my doctor saying that I needed help, they connected me with a psychiatrist pretty quickly. And they run through a series of questions to rate your depression, figure out what else is stemming from it and how you want to deal with it. If you'd like to take medication, if you'd like to do therapy, and they kind of set up a plan for you. I did virtual therapy as well as thinking about taking medication to my second virtual meeting 2 days later, wanting to be on medication because this was the breaking point right here. I was 6 to 7 weeks out from my delivery date, which I was having a C-section, and I could not bring myself to doctor's appointments without having a mental breakdown, without getting so obsessed about COVID protocol. So I needed to make sure that I could get into that delivery room, to that OR, for my third C-section, which I constantly spoke about. I constantly feared that I was going to get COVID-19 before I delivered. Funny story. I even had a family member who brought me some things to my house saying that they wanted to cheer me up. And this person was just getting out of quarantine from having COVID-19. So that anxiety was so high, I had to do something about it. I decided I wanted to go on medication, and honestly, after the first few weeks, it felt like the best decision of my life. I could finally relax. Even though they said it really takes 5-6 weeks to kick in, I felt more relaxed after 3. And more like myself again. I could think clearly. I could articulate how I was feeling to my husband and not just get overfilled with emotions. this is how I wanted to feel again. But I knew just going on medication was not going to be the answer for me. I needed to come up with ways that I could deal with my anxiety even when I wasn't on medication. And here are my best tips that helped me during my heightened emotions. Number one, stop in the moment. Take a breath, write it down. Write down all of your feelings, everything you're feeling right now. It's worth it to take 5 to 10 minutes to do so. Then leave it there on the paper. Schedule a worry hour. My number two tip is to actually schedule when you can deal with your anxiety and your worrying. I did this with my first therapist. She told me when my worry was controlling my whole day to try to take control of it. At 6 p.m. after dinner, when my husband was getting the kids ready for bed, go sit down. Schedule your worry then. Then and then only will you brain dump exactly how you are feeling. This actually worked really well for me because I was able to put off those feelings and create those feelings and anxiety and see what was the trigger that actually led me to it. Was it someone? Was it some place or something that happened? I could actually narrow down where my anxiety and worry was coming from more than ever than when I had a worry hour or time. Tip number three, eliminate the things that are causing you the anxiety, worry, or stress. I guess sometimes that's easier said than done, right? Because sometimes it might be your kids at the moment and in this hour and in this season of your life. Season. I feel like everyone's saying that. For me, worry sometimes meant a person or a relationship that I had at the time. That right now I could not focus on that relationship with that person. I had to do some more internal work. And girl, that is okay. I feel like sometimes we feel as mothers or as women that we have to give. It is okay to stop and say, this time it's about me. If you're having worry or anxiety, you can focus on you at this moment. So today on the podcast, we talked about some heavy topics. I want to urge to you, if you could relate to my diagnosis of depression and anxiety, please seek help from a medical professional. I am not a doctor nor a therapist, and I am just sharing my story. So if we're not friends on social media yet, both on Facebook and on Instagram, my handle is Find Love Always, FindLoveAlways, Find Love Always. And of course, if you like this podcast, please rate and review it, share it with some friends. I love to get it in some other hands. Now, let's talk about at the end here what I actually talk about on my social media handles. I really love spreading the word of local businesses. I think right now more than ever, our local community needs us to support them so our communities can thrive. So this week on my social media handles, I'm going to be checking out a new business, new to me, but not to the food world. A really well-known food distributor, Casa Burrows. I know I'm not going to say this right. Remember I told you? I'm dyslexic. But Casa Burrow Cares was started by a mom named Jessica that I'm actually friendly with. I taught her daughter how to swim. So I am getting one of their produce boxes this Thursday. I'm going to be unboxing it live on my IG and breaking down what exactly you get in their boxes. And then I'm going to be digging a little bit deeper into the brand. What are they all about? Where did they come from? How did Jessica found this particular sector of Casa Burrows? I am here to support this brand and our local community. If you know another local business that I should be checking out, reviewing, and sharing with y'all, make sure you message me or email me at findlovealways@gmail.com. You can either get me in my DMs on Instagram or in my email, findlovealways@gmail.com. All right, so we're coming to a close. This is the end of the podcast. I am going to leave you with some words of encouragement. Girl, you got this. Even if it means reheating that coffee mug one more time, stopping through the drive-thru and grabbing a Big Mac, or even putting your baby in a bouncer so that you can take a shower, you can do this, girl. Have a great day and find love always.